శ్రీమాత్రే నమః. ద డివైన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫర్ మదర్ డివైన్ లలితా మహాతృ ప్రసందరి అండ్ ఫాదర్ డివైన్ లార్డ్ మహాదేవ. ద లాస్ట్ ఎపిసోడ్ వి డిస్కస్ బ్రీఫ్లీ అబౌట్ భండా, హిస్ బర్త్ అండ్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ ద రీసెంట్లీ అవైలబుల్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ లిస్టెడ్ దట్ భండా వాజ్ గివెన్ బర్త్ బై గణేష, విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ యాప్ట్. బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ వర్ టు లుక్ ఎట్ శ్రీ లలితోపాఖ్యానం, it mentions that it was Brahma, the god of creation, who brought back these ashes, the soft white ashes of Manmatha, back to life, renaming him as Bhanda Bhanda. And this Bhanda had a great Brahmaratha on his forehead. The way our Brahmarathas are written is whenever God of creation Brahma writes the fate on the forehead, sitting on the lotus of the navel of that Ananta Padmanabha Swami, his father Mahavishnu, Brahma for a second looks at his mother's Mahalakshmi's eyebrows. If she raises eyebrows, then he will think, wow, this soul is a great soul, therefore he or she should have a great Brahmaratha. And the Brahma's writing on the forehead of that jiva will gradually go up or exponentially go up depending on his or her fate that is being decided by Mother Goddess Lakshmi. If she maintains neutral, that line on the forehead will be a neutral line. If she expresses disappointment by frowning, then that fate line will be a descending line, representing a descent in the fate. Now, when Bhandasura was created and Brahma looked at Mother Goddess Lakshmi, she was elated and happy. Therefore, Brahma's Brahmalipi on the forehead of Bhanda was exponential rise, and Bhanda, who was a great Shiva devotee, his love for Shiva, as Manmatha was being burnt into ashes by Shiva for his wrongdoing, did not get perturbed at all, and Manmatha kept his devotion towards Shiva. Therefore, he became very dearer to our Mother Divine Lalita Mahatri Prasandari. And that Manmatha, when was born as Bhandasura, continued the devotion towards Lord Shiva and prayed to Lord Shiva in a deep penance. And when Shiva appeared, Bhandasura asked that, O God, give me a power to absorb the energy of my opponents, and give me also the power to control the creation and enjoyment of life on all the planets, and without which, without my permission, there should be no creation at all. And he said, I want to control those life forces in all the beings that help them create, recreate and procreate. Therefore, I should be able to control the process of life and its creation. And Shiva heard this. He said, Tathastu, for 60,000 years you will rule the universes as you wished. When the boon was given, Bhanda, who became very powerful, even powerful than God Brahma, because now he is controlling the creation of life across the planets. Therefore, the power, strength, and the material riches made him extremely arrogant. Therefore, making him think that he is no less than gods, and that arrogance, newfound powers, newly blessed with boons, and those boons started messing up with his head. Therefore, Bandasura stopped praying to his favorite devotee Shiva, and gradually for the next 14 years he was lost, enjoying his time with his queens, and he was blessed. He had 4 queens, he was blessed with 30 sons and 2 brothers. In this process, where Bhanda lost his spiritual inclination and started focusing on only on sensual pleasures, that was the time when Narada went to Indra and said, "Oh Indra, wake up. This is the time when Bandasura will start spending all his purva punya karmas and is not accruing any more because he's not praying to Shiva. This is the time you need to garner your strength." And Bandasura's guru Sukracharya, who got Shonitapura built for him, is trying to suggest Bandasura to start doing deep penance for Shiva for all the lost powers before Bandasura starts on that path. "Please go and pray to that Parashambhu." Parashambhu is one who is beyond all these universes. And when you are able to pray to that Parashambhu, he will tell you the next steps. And Indra with all the gods prayed to that Parashambhu, and Parashambhu suggested that they should pray to Paradevata, Lalita Mahatriprasundari, the goddess who is outside these universes controlling the universe, therefore getting the name of Paradevata, and to whom all the gods including the Trinity pray to maintain their powers, their stature across the universes. When Indra and all the gods learnt about it, they started praying to that Adi Parashakti that we briefly discussed when Chitagni Gunda Sambhuta Devakarya Samudyata Namam came. And Bandasura Vado Yukta Shakti Sena Samanvita, it was Mother Divine who saw Dharma was being completely dismantled. So she, in the form of Icha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, moved all the gods, because gods are have a close affinity towards Dharma, and therefore she influenced them to pray to her in order to destroy Bandasura. But it was the Mother Goddess, she herself, who was preparing to get into a war against Bandasura. And this namam, Bandasura Vado Yukta Shakti Sena Samanvita, Mother was gathering all the Shakti, all the energies, all the forms, all the forces to pray the very mighty Bandasura. One of her favorite devotees now turned into an asura because of his asura pravritti, or the rakshasa nature or behavior on her husband. Therefore, it was not easy fight for her to bring an end to her great, one of the greatest devotees, Bandasura. When Banda became an asura, even she had to make effort to gather all her Shakti forms to bring an end to that Bhanda, who was an asura by then. And imagine the fate of this asura who was killed by none other than the Adi Parashakti, Lalita Mahatriprasundari. This is a brief attempt at the story of Bandasura Vado Yukta Shakti Sena Samanvita. You take care, stay blessed. Spread the bliss around. Shri Matre Namaha.